The Arkansas Tech Career Center isn't new. It's been in Russellville for years, but this summer it merged with the Arkansas Tech campus that's located in Ozark. That relationship allows high school students from school districts in three western Arkansas counties to work in one of 10 different career programs. Dr. Jo Alice Blunden is the chancellor at Arkansas Tech University Ozark.
The students at the Career Center are trained to get to go into technical and occupational fields so that they have the option when they leave the Career Center, after, as in when they graduate from high school, they can go straight into a job. So they get skills in areas like computer information systems, culinary arts. They have a beautiful, wonderful culinary arts program. They have a law enforcement, criminal justice program. But their whole mission is to offer occupational education that results in a job after high school. Now, where we come into that is that we offer college credit for those courses that they're taking. So they're taking classes through Arkansas Tech in our program.
And what that means is that the students at the Career Center, by the time they graduate from high school, have credits toward a degree and a quicker route to a technical certificate, an associate's degree, or higher degree. Any of those mean better options for employment. The 11 school districts working with the Career Center include some of the smallest in the region, districts like Danville, Western Yell County, and Two Rivers School District. Pat Edmonds, the director of the Career Center, says the facility allows small districts to gather together to offer opportunities to their students they wouldn't be able to offer on their own.
In the smaller school districts, such as Western Yale or any of the other small school districts like them, it's tough for those schools to offer, and that's the whole purpose of a tech center, is to offer the courses that the programs that are a higher cost to set up and to operate and to run. And so schools come together, like we said, with the 11 school districts we have, they come together at one place here at the Career Center to have those programs offered to them so that they can afford to send the few kids that are interested in each program.
Programs include culinary arts, medical professions, metal fabrication, and horticulture. More than 500 students from the school districts are enrolled at the Career Center. Chancellor Blunden from ATU Ozark says the collaboration between the Career Center in Russellville and the campus in Ozark means many of those 500 students have a more efficient path to the workforce.
There's a real problem in occupational education when a student takes, let's say, a welding class in high school, and then he decides, you know, I'm going to go to Ozark campus and I'm going to enroll in their welding program. Well, he spends about the first semester, or at least the first, 9 weeks, relearning skills that he's already practiced in high school. So this is a good way to eliminate duplication of instruction just across these technical fields. Because, let's face it, if you learned brakes in your auto service program at Arkansas Tech Career Center, there's no reason to retake that class, waste your financial aid, what I call burn your financial aid, over learning that's already occurred.
The center hosted an open house earlier this month to highlight the programs offered, and Pat Edmonds, the director of the Career Center, says an academic counselor from the facility annually meets with student bodies at participating schools to let them know about the center. And the message is apparently resonating. Pat Edmonds says on almost any day of the week, the Career Center is busy.
On the surface, it looks like any other school building would look. There are classrooms for every program, but in addition to the classrooms, most of the programs have also a lab area. Culinary Arts has a $250,000 commercial kitchen area. Metal Fab has all the welding booths and welding material out there. Auto Service has 5 bays that cars are brought in and out, and multiple students working on multiple cars all day. We have Construction Tech outside that has, as a second-year project, students come out and start from the ground and work up at the beginning of school. They'll start on foundation for the a house, and they'll build a 1,400-square-foot home, 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, from the floor up to the final roof. So you can see that the knowledge that they're gaining here is not just out of books, but they're also getting to apply that knowledge, which is a strength that career and technical education adds to just any ordinary classroom.
There is more information about the Career Center at the Arkansas Tech University Ozark website. That's atu.edu/careercenter. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.